Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
19 keys, and this is high-level conversation.
It's funny to see my daughter try to, like, run game on me. You understand? Like, when after your daughter or your child's, like, 14,
yeah,
you're just there to be the Johnny.
Yeah.
They just there to try to trick you on that. And I'm like, yo, you really going to try to... I used to be a drug dealer.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, see, that's the test to see you are who you say you are.
That's the point.
Yeah, because if I can trick you, then you're not the man you claim to be.
But the thing is, when you're... Like, I know the young girl, like, she was a baby. She was the most innocent one.
Yeah.
That's the main person that could come and trick me.
Right.
Where I could be like, man, that's my little baby. She would. But I remember I had to rewind to when I was young. Mm-hmm. I was like, the only purpose of my parents was to trick them after a certain age so I could go outside, so I could get them to give me money and this kind of, it was all, I wasn't trying to hang out. I was just trying to trick them.
That's the rebellious years, though. You know, when you're a teenager, I know some of the smartest children are the ones that rebel. Those are the smartest children because it's natural order. Mm-hmm. You understand me? That you telling me these are rules, my first thought is why, right? And why do they have to be? And then you get authority that tells you just because. You understand me? So it's like this slave master, and then it's like, that don't make sense. Then you tell your child to fight for things that's fair, then you're in
trouble for it.
Yeah, you giving me the logic to fight against you, though.
Right.
And but then when I use it in this circumstance, I get in trouble. That don't make sense.
That's what I had with my mother.
Yeah.
My mother told me, don't ever, if you don't agree with something, speak up for yourself. And then I started arguing with her.
Yeah.
But I promise you, but my point is, this is, to me, how I look at the people from other walks of life that try to trick me into believing that I'm not great, that I need them to do anything nicely. And then I laugh at them because I'm like, yo, that game is weak.
Right.
It might work with everybody else. And then they don't like how that feels because they're not used to somebody actually speaking up. You ever lived in North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to spend money to buy something from somebody that's not your color,
mm-hmm.
they think you got to be nice.
Mm.
Like you're like, it's ridiculous.
But being nice, the idea of being nice, you know, that goes back to the root word. Nice used to mean stupid, like playing dumb. So I tell people, I don't like you being nice.
That's what I mean.
You know what I'm saying? But like being real, being good.
Being honest.
You feel me? Being honest and kind, that's different. But being nice is you literally want me to play dumb. And they get women like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just play nice. So women have to play dumb a lot, right? Same thing with black people, though. Black people have to play dumb and play nice all the time. Even when there's people that you're dealing with that's literally trying to scam you. You understand me? That's known to be evil, but it's no, play nice. So you put on that hat.
But you don't play nice with your own brother.
Yeah, that's what we ain't let. But see,
it's a program.
I look at the MLK effect, right? Like I didn't grow up with Martin Luther King being a hero in my household. Growing up Muslim, right? I just seen it as he was playing too nice, right? But then, of course, you realize, like, no, the reason he got killed is because he stopped playing nice and he realized what the real game was. But his whole identity was, or his movement, and he was very strategic, but it was turn of the cheek. And it was basically give them more love than they give us. You understand me? Regardless.
I don't think that was the reason. I thought the reason why was because if we react, then they say that we deserve it. So he was saying, keep your hands down. So there would be no excuses to say that we did anything. That's how I always looked at it. And I was like, you know what? I was like, how do you convince black people not to hit back? Well, I want to know what that conversation
But that's the key, though. Now, imagine when we took that same energy and that movement and we put it towards ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, know, just because they do something don't mean you got to react, right? That's a different type of energy I'm pouring love in the community rather than outside, because we ain't never had a movement where we go march through our own hoods and be like, even if, you know, they spit at you, they beat you, they shoot at you, you still not going to do nothing to them. Why? Because you going to show them that love conquered. We ain't never had a self-love movement in that direct.
I didn't think it was because of that. That's what I was saying. I don't think it was because of the love thing.
Yeah.
I think it was so like...
But that's how it gets told.
Yeah, that's what
you know, the movement is the narrative afterwards.
I think he made it to where the rest of the... He wanted to embarrass them.
Yeah.
That's how I looked at it.
Well, yeah, he was strategic.
That's what I mean. Like, he was like, look, if you hit them back, then they really going to look abusive.
Yeah.
If we swing back and we hit something, then they going to call it a riot.
Right.
So but if we ain't...
That's twofold,
nothing,
though, because...
That's how I looked at it, though.
Right. It was twofold, because if you don't hit back, then you docile, then they know they can't hit you again.
But what you're doing in front of people.
Right.
They can't hit you again. They can't do it twice, right, in front of people.
And those the low-level people. Then the high-level people that don't want to get seen.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking bad, the politicians, because they was faking around the world, like, you know, that humanitarian problem out here was solved. Then here you come, like, the single greatest thing that Black people in America have more than anybody on the planet Earth is our fight towards social change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no other people can directly identify their oppressor, point them out, and fight directly against them than Black people in America. We fight for freedom, justice, and equality like no other people ever. And what we do is progressive for everybody. That's our unique identifier as a people in America. You understand me? But it's really not a but to that. But
the problem.
We haven't learned to do that just for ourselves first and then project that outward.
The problem with America and us fighting in America, when you're a boxer, if you know every punch that person's going to throw, even if it's a good one, you know how to block it.
Yeah.
You know what punch to throw right after it. Because we have the same fight, we have the same defense for every fight. We say the same language for every
fight. That's a fact.
So they know exactly how to block that and how to punch it because we do it every time.
Right.
The only time they don't beat us is when we give them something different.
Mm-hmm.
So the Martin Luther King thing was something different. They couldn't fuck with that. Another thing that would be different, what they've never seen, is if we stick together.
That's a fact.
That's the play that we've never tried. The one thing I've never heard is somebody be like, yo, we stuck together. And that shit was whack.
Right.
Why come we can't stick together? Every time I stick together, it doesn't work out. You never hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You never ever hear someone complaining about sticking together and it not working out. Why can't we try that social experiment? Because that's the only one. Because I look at, if I throw the same punch every time and it's not landing, mm-hmm, and I keep getting hit every time, and even my son throws the same punch and gets hit, his grandson throws the same punch and gets, mm-hmm, why are we going to keep throwing that same punch?
Yeah.
It's time for another punch. And the punch that we haven't thrown is Hawaiian punch. Nah, the punch that we haven't, yeah, thrown is all of us together.
Because and what happened is, I was thinking about this the other day sometimes, and this is not, you know, nothing is ever just for general. But, like, sometimes you get an activist, right? And, you know, some activists, I think, some are truly revolutionary, some are lazy. Right? Because it's like joining the army because you don't have a skill. You're trying to find your purpose. Right? So they say, well, I could jump in this cause. Right? And I don't have to learn the skill. I don't have to get money. I don't have to learn how to really develop a business or develop real strategies. I can be just right there, ground root, right, as an activist and saying I'm fighting for my people. But is that the most effective way to go about it in the way that you're doing it? You're doing it based on a template that was set before you. But in this time, if you're doing what they did before, like you say, with the same punch, it's not going to have any effectiveness whatsoever. And they don't mind a certain ratio of people doing it. You understand me? Like, because if you tell me, like, yo, they're going to bring out a lefty, you understand me? You're like, cool, I don't feel like fighting, but it's better than them bringing out somebody that I don't understand their combo. You understand me? That's mixed martial arts. Somebody that's doing jujitsu or something. Like, no, keep bringing this one out. That's a quota. That'll keep the people happy to make them feel like they really fighting. Well, this person talking about utilizing technology and economics and changing things up. Now, that's a problem because now we got to actually do some work to actually stop that.
Peace, family. The block represents the blockchain. It's new technology that allows us to create a completely new world, to upend the existing systems and create our own structures. Our parents didn't have that opportunity. Our grandparents didn't have that opportunity. No other generation had that opportunity since the Constitution was created, since the banking system was created, since the education and the media systems was created. But our generation have that opportunity that if we learn and we educate ourselves, we can create the world that best fits us in our image, to where you can take the bottom and you can rise them to the top. Then the world is a representation of your knowledge, your ideas, the things that you know, those concepts that define your belief system, how you see, perceive, live, sense, and feel about the world. And order is the first law of the universe, because nothing can be done without order. We want to help you get the knowledge, get the technology, and get the community within your life so that you can have a foundation to be able to build on, so that your family has a last name that is worth something. I'm 19 Keys. Make sure y'all tap in to the Block World Order.
I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.